ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。英会投資のその2、49から72に回答してください。問題は A、B、C の3種類に分かれていて、全部で24問です。いずれの問題も一度しか聞くことができません。問題を聞き終えたら、直ちに回答を記入してください。各リスニング問題におけるそれぞれの問題の回答時間は約10秒です。問題冊子にメモを取ると良いでしょう。例題を聞いてみましょう。
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question. Why does the woman want to leave soon?
正解は C です。それではテストを始めます。パート A、リスニング1から10では、会話やアナウンスの後に質問が続きますので、それに対する最も適切な答えを選んでください。
Listening 1.
This is a station announcement. The London-bound train that is scheduled to leave at 10 o'clock is delayed and will now depart at 10:15 from platform 7. Passengers bound for Liverpool are reminded that the 11 o'clock train has been cancelled.The next train will depart at 11:45 from platform 3. We apologize for any inconvenience.
Question 49. What time will the train for London now leave? Listening 2.
Borders Bookstore. How can I help you?
I'm phoning about the part-time job advertised on your website. Could you give me a little more information about it?
Well, we're looking for people to work weekdays in our bookstore. On Wednesdays, Thursdays, or Fridays. From 5 to 8 in the evening. We're also looking for someone to work all day on Saturday. From 10 till 6.
I see. Well...I've got a lot of university classes right now, so I'm only interested in working on Fridays. Would that be possible? Also, the website didn't give any information about pay.
Ah, yes, right. On Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, we pay $10 an hour. And it's $12 an hour on Saturdays. Why not come and see us at the bookstore on Saturday, and we can talk more?
Sounds good. Your pay is so good that I might even ask to work on Thursdays as well, during the summer vacation. My name's Sean Kenny, by the way.
Great. See you on Saturday then, Sean.
Question 50. When does the man want to work at the bookstore?Listening 3.
Hi, Jackie.
Hello, Danny.
Look, I'm at the computer store. You know that you asked me to buy you a USB memory stick today? Well, you forgot to tell me how much memory you wanted.
Oh, right. Sorry about that.
Well, look, they've got memory sticks from 2 gigabytes to 16 gigabytes.
And how much are they?
The 2-gigabyte memory stick is the cheapest at $5, but the 4-gigabyte one is on special offer at $7. The 8-gigabyte one is $15, and the 16-gigabyte memory stick costs $23, which is a really good price.
Yes, it is. All the memory sticks are cheaper than I expected. But the one on special offer is perfect. Get me one of those, will you?Anything bigger is more than I need.
Sure.
Thanks, Danny.
Question 51. What size USB memory stick will the man buy for the woman? Listening 4.
Good afternoon. Hotel reception desk. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I need to get to Victoria Airport early tomorrow morning. What would be the best way to get there?
Well, you've got 4 choices. 3 leave from Central Station, which is just a 5-minute walk from our hotel. First, there's the express train, which will get you there in 30 minutes. It's very fast, but probably the most expensive way of getting to the airport. Then there's a subway line, which goes all the way to the airport from Central Station. It's the least expensive way to get to the airport, but it does take 90 minutes. There's also an express bus from Central Station that will get you to the airport in just under an hour. It's a little expensive, but it's very comfortable, and the bus stops right outside the departure terminal. Finally, you can take a taxi from the hotel. It isn't the cheapest option, but surprisingly, it is cheaper than the train and is definitely the most convenient way of getting to the airport. It would get you there in about 40 minutes.
Thank you very much. I'll think it over.
Question 52. Which would be the cheapest way for the woman to get to the airport? Listening 5.
Let's go out for dinner tonight instead of eating in.
Okay. That Mexican restaurant we went to last weekend was nice.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be better to go somewhere different? How about that little Italian restaurant near the station? Or the family restaurant just next door?
But won't they both be a bit crowded on a Saturday?
You're right. They do tend to be noisy. There's always the French restaurant by the river. It's not usually too busy on weekends, and it's quiet.
But hasn't it closed down?
It has? What a shame. I really wanted to go there again.
Well, it looks as though we're going to the same place as last weekend.
Okay. The food is really good, and we did have a great time.
I'll call them now and make a reservation.
Question 53. Why will the woman and man not go to the French restaurant? Listening 6.
Welcome back to Shopper's Paradise, your favorite TV shopping channel.
This afternoon, we're offering a special price on this beautiful dining room set. All the pieces are made from wood from Germany and manufactured in Sweden. The set is based on a 200-year-old French design and created by one of Italy's best young designers. This gorgeous dining room set would look great in any home. And it's yours for only $1,000. That's right, only $1,000. Don't wait. Call the number on the screen right now.
Question 54. Where is the dining room set made? Listening 7.
Good morning. This is the City Information Office. How can I help you?
We're planning to go to the summer festival tomorrow. What time does it start?
The main event starts at 3 p.m. and the dance performance at 6 p.m. Then the fireworks begin at 8 p.m.
I see. We have a 3-year-old child. He gets tired quickly, so we can't stay all day. Which part of the festival do you recommend we see?
Well, some little kids find the fireworks too noisy. The main event and the dance performance are maybe the most popular with adults. But for little kids, I recommend the train display.
What time does it start?
It starts at the same time as the main event and goes until the fireworks begin. It's near the dance performance.
Thanks very much.
Question 55. What does the man recommend the woman and her family to see at the summer festival? Listening 8.
Hey, have you seen my wallet? I can't find it anywhere.
I thought it was on the bedroom table.
Yeah, I thought that I'd left it there too. But I've checked and it's not there.
You sometimes leave it on the table in the living room. Or how about your pants?
No, I know that I didn't leave it in either of those places.
How about in the closet? Maybe it's in your coat pocket.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that I wore a coat yesterday because it was raining. Thanks.
Question 56. Where did the man think that he had left his wallet last night? Listening 9.
Are you going out somewhere?
Yes, I need to go to a few places.
Well, you'd better go to the gas station. We're nearly out of gas.
Okay, I'll go there first. Then I need to pick up my laptop computer from my office. I forgot to bring it home.
Do you think that you could pick up my suit from the dry cleaning shop while you're out?
Sure, I can do that after I leave the office and before I go to the supermarket to get something for dinner. I might drop into the library after that, if I have time.
Okay, drive carefully.
Question 57. Where will the woman go before visiting her office? Listening 10.
Hello, this is the Willow Cafe. How may I help you?
Hi. I was wondering what time you're usually open for dinner on weekends.
We open from 5 until 10 p.m.
Okay. I'd like to make a reservation for this Sunday. It's for 6 people at 8 o'clock.
Actually, this Sunday we will close earlier at 9 p.m.
In that case, can I change the time to 7 instead?
Sure, that'll be fine. Now, may I have your name and telephone number?
Question 58. What time is the reservation for on Sunday?
パート B リスニング11から12では英語を聞いて印刷された質問に対する最も適切な答えを選んでください。例題はありません。
Listening 11.
Have you ever sold anything on one of those online sites where you can buy or sell things?
No. Why do you ask?
I'm thinking of selling some DVDs and books, and I thought it might be better than going to a recycling shop.
From what I've heard, shops pay less, but you'll get the money immediately. There's no risk. Selling online has one big advantage over stores in presenting the things you want to sell to many people. The greatest risk involved in online sales is that some people say they will buy from you, but then they don't. Then you have to put your things up for sale a second time. Don't expect fast payment either. I've heard that a lot of buyers take ages to send the money to pay for the goods they have bought.
Thanks for the warning. But if I do want to sell something online, how can I do it?
I'm just reading the instructions that are written on the webpage on how to register an account with the website. In the first stage, you have to set yourself up as a seller, which means entering all your personal information and choosing a password. Following that stage, you then have to select the type of items you want to sell. But you don't have to give details. That comes later. Once you've finished that stage, you are required to estimate the amount of money you expect to get from your sales. However, as a first-time user, you are restricted regarding the amount of money you can make. Finally, you need to enter details of the items you want to sell. Photographs are useful, but not essential.
That sounds straightforward. I think I'll register tonight, even though I might not use the website this time. I'll probably try it next month, after I've cleaned out my old books, games, and CDs. I'll have loads of stuff to sell.
Listening 12.
This morning on the Outdoor Adventure section of my program, I'm talking to Linda Barco, who recently took a boat journey down the Colorado River. As some of you may know, the Colorado River Valley is famous for being very steep, and the river runs very fast, giving travelers the thrill of a lifetime. So, Linda, what were your first impressions of traveling along the Colorado River?
I suppose the thing which initially surprised me the most was that the river wasn't very wide, and how trapped I felt by the walls on either side of the river being so close. But then I'd look upward to see the beautiful sky, and I felt at peace, and everything was wonderful. I have to say, though, that the speed of the river really shocked me at times. I sometimes visit places that can't be reached by road, and I've had to travel along big rivers to reach some of them. But all of those rivers were far slower moving than the Colorado River.
I see. You told me earlier that you experienced one particularly dangerous time on the Colorado River.
Yes, that's right. As the trip went on, we learned to be very respectful, even frightened, of the power of the river. We were actually traveling in motorized boats and not the small light canoes that more adventurous people use to go down the Colorado River. Nevertheless, the river still had enough force to turn over one of our boats. I didn't think it was serious at the time, especially after one of the guides came off the boat laughing as if nothing had happened. Everything seemed to be okay. And then I noticed him shaking with fear when he thought that nobody could see him. At that moment, I realized that one of us could have been seriously injured or even killed.
So, how did you feel by the end of the trip?
I felt a strange sense of loss when the trip was finally over. The Colorado River actually ends not far from the city of Las Vegas, which is famous, of course, for its bright lights and entertainment. So we went around the final bend in the river, and the first thing that we saw were three guys on jet skis speeding towards us. Seeing that was the most awful moment of the trip. It was a real shock to suddenly find myself back in the modern world after 10 days of peace. It was even worse than having to say goodbye to all of the wonderful people that I'd made friends with on the trip.
We'll take a break now, but after that, we'll take your calls to Linda about her trip.
パート C、リスニング13から14では、英語を聞いて、それに対して印刷された各文の内容が正しければ A、True を、正しくなければ B、False を選んでください。例題はありません。それぞれのリスニング問題について、英語の指示文が流れます。その20秒後に、 リスニング問題が始まりますので、その間に印刷されている問題文に目を通しておいてください。
Listening 13. You will hear a female student called May and a male student called Brian talking about peanut butter. Look at the four sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B.
Hi, Brian. How is your research going about peanut butter? Is it as unhealthy as many people say?
Hi, May. Actually, I'm just looking at a webpage on the American Medical Association website, and they consider it to be a kind of health food. Doctors even use peanut butter-based products in countries where people have a poor diet or cannot get enough food.
Really? I didn't know that.
People think that it's bad because it's high in calories and fat. But it's the kind of fat that's good for you, and it contains a lot of vegetable fiber, which makes you feel full. This means that people won't gain too much weight when they eat it.
But what about all the sugar in peanut butter? I'm sure it must cause health problems.
This other website says just the opposite. They mention research which shows that eating 2 tablespoons of peanut butter for 5 days a week lowers the risk by 30% of developing a disease called diabetes, which is caused by consuming too much sugar.
That's amazing. I think you've got enough information now to write your report.
Listening 14. You will hear a man called David and a woman called Annie talking about their plans for the day. Look at the 5 sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B.
I know that you've got a really busy day today. Shall I make you some sandwiches for lunch?
Oh, that'd be great, David. It'll be difficult for me to go out for lunch today.
I'll make you some ham and cheese sandwiches then. How about if I add some of the potato salad that we made yesterday?
Oh, no thanks. But could I have some fruit? An apple would be nice.
We're out of those. How about a banana instead?
I'd rather have an orange. There are some in the refrigerator.
Okay. Are you going to take the car today, or will you get the bus?
I'll drive. I'm not going to finish until about 8 or 9 o'clock tonight.
All right. Then how about giving me a ride to the library on your way to work? I need to return some books.
Oh, I'd love to, but it's not on the way to my office. I'm in a bit of a hurry and don't really have the time to stop.
That's okay. I'll cycle there instead.
これでリスニングテストを終わります。